down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior, my God and Savior, amen. And Jesus was his name, born in a manger, to his own a stranger, a man of sorrow, tears and agony. Yes, I love him, I love him.
Oh, how I love him.
How I adore him. My bread, my sunshine. Amen. Express your love to him. Amen.
The great Creator.
He became
my Savior.
And all God's fullness dwelled in him. What condemnation, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faint hope inside. Oh, gracious tender, laid aside his splendor, stooping to wound, to win, to save my soul. Oh, how I love him.
How I
express
love
yourself
you.
By song, brother and sister. Amen.
My breath, my sunshine,
my all in all, the great reluctance, flesh and blood is substance. He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice on Calvary. And now I know that was a great I am. Oh, how I love him. How I adore him. My bread, my sunshine, my all in all. The great Creator,
he became
my Savior, and all God's goodness, that once more, oh, how I love him, oh, how I love him, how I adore. My bread, my sunshine, my all in all, Creator, he became my Savior, and all God's
We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I think it's a great privilege to be here tonight. Sunday morning, you were really blessed. I really loved and enjoyed the message on Sunday morning. It was really a message in due season. And the thought kept coming to me. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ruth chapter 3 before we could enter a time of prayer. Ruth chapter 3, we start from verse 4 up to 11. And say, "And it shall be when he lay down that the dower shall mark the place where he shall lay. And the dower shall go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down. And he will tell thee what thou shalt do." And she said unto her, "All that thou sayest unto me, I will do." And she went down unto the floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down, at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly, uncovered his feet, and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, "Who art thou?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art the nearest kinsman." And he said, "Blessed be thou, O the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, as much as thou follow not the young man, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou request. For all the city of my people don't know that thou art a virtuous woman." Let us all enter to a time of prayer. Dieu notre Père, encore une fois de plus, nous avons
à ta sainte parole. Merci Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Et laisse-nous, Seigneur Dieu Tout-Puissant, manifester ta sainte parole dans le puissant ton Fils Jésus-Christ, lui qui vit au cercle des cercles de ta prière. Amen, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Garde-nous et remplis cette place avec ton esprit, au nom puissant ton Fils Jésus-Christ, au nom puissant ton Fils Jésus-Christ, ton Frère Cyprien.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight for giving us the opportunity to be in thy house. As David says, "I was glad when they told me to go to the house of the Lord," because he knew that each time when he go there, he meet with the Maker himself, Father. We come under expectation to meet with thee, Father. Not to meet with one another, though it's good for us to gather together, but the main man of our life is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we ask you to come in the form of the Holy Spirit and anoint us all and be with each of us, Father, and anoint our soul, our ears, Father, our lips, that we shall be able to praise thee, and we shall be able to speak to thee, and you will speak to us, Father. We have opened thy word. We have read it, Father. Bless the reading of thy word, Father. Bless each soul and each heart that has read this scripture, Father. Let something special should come out of it and minister in the deep side of our heart, Father. We know, Father, that in thy praises, there's a solution, there's a peace, there's a rest, Father, that why we want to find the same place as Ruth found, Father, where we can come with our burden and let them there, Father, and we can go unburdened, Father. Father, please bless our pastor, bless his family, and bless all the saints who are not able to make it. You know the reason, Father, I would like this moment to bring my wife at thy hand, Father, that you shall give her strength, that you shall be able to deliver in a good condition, Father, that we will give glory and honor unto thee, Father. Because you, the author of life, Father, you, the one who started the life inside of her, Father, we want also to remember Sister Liliana, Father, that you shall be with her all the expectations afflicting sister among us, Father, that shall strengthen them, Father, that you give them that confidence and that trust to carry life to this world, Father. How Amen. We appreciate it, what you've done to them, Father. We ask you, Father, also to remember Sister Dube, her daughter, Father, that you shall bless her, Father, that you shall heal her and everybody that is sick, Sister Eve. We want to bring her at thy hand, that you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals our season, you shall heal her, and we shall be Amen. Again with her in this house. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we Amen. Pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat. We just want to read a scripture from what we read on Sunday, what the pastor read on Sunday. It's something that was very powerful. It never left my mind. Let's open the book of Psalm 91, and to see something that David desired today. It is a good desire. It is similar things that Naomi was telling Ruth. Now, Psalm 91, we start with verse 1. And he that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we see the same thing here in the book of Ruth. Is that Naomi advising her daughter-in-law and to go and lay down under Boaz's feet. And Boaz should straight down his blanket upon her. That was something very, we want to look at it. It's something that's very important, because we know from what even David says there, that when you are under the shadow of Almighty God, you are secure. It's a place of refuge. It's a place where you can rest. It's a place where you can have peace. You don't worry about what's happening, because there God can minister everything unto thee. Now, this most secret place that you alone and God, it's a place where each of us will desire, daily speaking. That every day we could find ourselves in this place, we will not worry about the economic condition. We will not worry about the things that are happening in this world, because we know that in this place we are safe today. It's a place of refuge. It's a place where the enemy can't get there, because the Redeemer himself, you are under the wing of the Redeemer. You are under the shadow of the Almighty God. As we see in type, that Boaz is the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once you are under there, you can rest. You are in peace. You don't worry about what's happening. You don't worry about what the enemy is doing. Because the scripture tells us, let's read Isaiah 54. We read it also. We read it also last Sunday. The pastor read it. It's a very good scripture. And it's a very, very good principle. It just, you want to lay a ground there, a background that you can understand exactly why Ruth was told to do that. Why she have to do that? Something that was a disgrace to the eyes of the people. But the mother-in-law advised her to do. Because she knew that this lady, she needs a redemption. She needs something to happen inside of her life. But the only kinsman, the only worthy man that can do this, it's Boaz. And Boaz is the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we find that the same thing David was speaking in Psalm 91, that he wants to be in the shadow of Almighty, in that secret place where he can be with God himself. That there he can speak to God about his problem. There God can speak to him back, and he can come out of that presence. Confidence and no worry anymore. All the worries that you have, all the worries that we have, if we lay down, we mark where he lay down, and we go, let them there, we will be free from all our problems. Now, we find that this place is a secure place. The enemy will not catch there, because the scripture tells us in Isaiah 54, verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Now, that's the only place where the weapon will not get there. That's a place where you and I, we want to find ourselves there. Because if we are under the wind of Almighty, the shadow of Almighty God, there's no weapon that the enemy that is preparing for us will prosper there. All the attack of the enemy will be without effort, because we are secure there. We want to be able to try to go left and right, go front and back, because we are under the widow of the Almighty God. We are at the place of safety. That's why Naomi knows that my daughter-in-law, she's good, but it's not enough for her to stay in this condition. She must have a personal relationship with Boaz, the Lord of the harvest. She must get something from there that could minister down inside of her heart and will keep her until the redemption is complete. That was something very important that we find at that place. The scripture says, every tongue that shall arise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn this. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, say the Lord. Now we find that once you are in that place, every tongue, everybody that will prophesy against thee, everybody that will say something against thee, it will not happen, you will condemn it. Yeah. It's a place that is very important, that daily basis we found ourselves there. Because if you will remember Hebrew children, when they were coming out of Egypt, they were marching to the promised land. When they meet with that false prophet, that Balaam, nothing that Balaam speak against them could happen unto them. It turned for their good. Why? Because they were having communion with Jehovah himself. They were at that place where Jehovah can minister to their need. That's the place you and I are looking to get. We want to get to that place where we are in that place, we can rest. I don't care what the enemy is doing. I don't care what the enemy is busy about it. I don't care. I don't worry anything. Because I know that I'm at a safe place. I'm in a place of rest. There's nothing that will come to me. There's nothing that can reach to me. All the wiles of the enemy will not get to where I am. Now that was the place, because Ruth make a good decision that she was able to leave her own country and follow Naomi and follow all along to Jerusalem and get to that place where her redemption can be made. But it wasn't enough that she just followed Naomi and not getting where Boaz was. That the most important thing is that she must get where Boaz was. And she must lay down at the same place as Boaz. Because that it takes a personal relationship. It must be him and Boaz. There's no need of Naomi anymore. Naomi show her how to do things. But she must get to a place where she must have a personal contact with the Lord of the harvest himself. For the redemption to be complete, she must get to that place where she can have communion with Boaz himself. It was something that's very important. And Naomi tell her that you go, and not just to see where his house is, you must mark where he lay down. Once you find that place, you have to go there and lay down you too. You must be under his blanket, because his blanket is the type of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That once you get there, then you can be in rest. No matter what the wind doctrine is coming, no matter what is coming, is nothing will happen unto you, because you have something genuine. Because once you get there, no matter what happened, look what the scripture says. Because if you get that, let's read Ephesians chapter 4. And see, once you get to that place, even when things come, you will not be shaken at all, because something special has happened to you. You have to get to that place. It's very important that each of us, we must make sure that we get to that place. Because in this journey, if you never get to where Boaz is, when something happens, it will shake you quick, and we won't see you anymore. Because once you get there, you are in peace. You know exactly your position. You know exactly that me, I'm Mr. Boaz. I'm Miss Boaz. There's nothing that can harm me. I don't need to go left and right. I don't need to go forward and back, running after all these things. I know exactly my position. I have an experience with Boaz, the Lord of the harvest. And he has given me my portion that will keep me until the full redemption. It's something that's very important, that if you think about it, that if you are already been that place, there's nothing can shake you at all. Someone can come with something else. It will not shake you, because you know your position. You know the one who is your husband. You know that I have a relationship with this man. No matter what the people says, I have confidence that my redemption will be complete. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 said, this is said therefore, that testify in the Lord, that hath for walk not to the Gentile. Wait, we are at the wrong scripture, I think. Ephesians chapter 4. I marked the scripture down here, but it doesn't say the same thing. You get down to, where was it? You get down, I think, where Paul says that we should not run through of frauds. I'm looking where the scriptures I put down somewhere here. Yeah. And Paul said, now to show that once you get in that place, you can't run through a fraud anymore. You get to a place of safety. As you go, I will find the scripture. Let's just continue. I will find the scripture as you go. Now, do you see that? Now, Ruth, the mother-in-law, asked her to do something that it was disgraceful. That she has to go and find out the place where the old man was lying down. That to find that place, once you find that place, and go and put yourself under him. It was something the prophet says, that for a young lady, a young woman to do such things, it cost a lot. Because the people will call her that she's a prostitute. She's not someone of a good manner. But yet, Naomi was telling her that to go and do it. Because Naomi knew that the only man that can put you in peace, the only man that can put you in rest, it's Boaz, the only one that can do it. There's nobody else that has the wealth. There's nobody else has the qualification to redeem you and I. It's only Boaz that can do that redemption. But it's very important that your decision that you made to leave your country, that we come through to Jerusalem, it will not be enough until you have a personal relationship with Boaz himself. Because me, I have nothing to do. I'm in the same condition with you. I can't redeem you. But there's one kinsman that can redeem you and I. Amen. Now the same thing, that is the Lord Jesus Christ that has to redeem Israel and redeem us the Gentile. It's the only one that was found worthy to do the work of redemption. Because he wanted to be delivered. He wanted to come out of the condition that she was. She wanted to be able to bury a son to the born one. To raise the seed that was born. But the only one who can do it, it was only Boaz. And you and I, the only one that who can save us is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the scripture says no man was found worthy. And the prophet tells us according to the law of the redemption, the man must be a kinsman first. If you want to redeem someone, you want to redeem the lost parcel of someone, inherited of someone, you must be a kinsman to the person. You must be related. You can't do it if you are not related to the person. And it has to be a blood relationship. It can't be just anybody that will come and redeem it. No, it must be someone that has a blood relationship with you. And we see that through all the earth and under the earth, there was nobody that was related to us except God himself. Because you and I, we were created in the image of God. Now, when the fall come now, God, as great Jehovah, the prophet say, he can't come down and to do the work of redemption. He must find himself a body that he become a Jehovah Savior, that to save you and to save me. That he has to humble himself because he was the only one that was worthy to do it. And he has enough wealth to redeem you and to redeem me. Because the price was great. The price was taking the blood of a kinsman. Now it was something that was great that nobody could do it. Human could not pay the salvation, could not forgive your sin. Human were not able, your uncle, my father and your father, were not find worthy to do the work of redemption. Because themselves too, they needed a redemption. And Naomi know that there was a man there, someone that will be able to do it. And she decided and she started walking, gleaning in Boaz's field. Let's see Boaz chapter 2, Ruth chapter 2. You find that Boaz tell Ruth, that Ruth, you should not move from this field. Hallelujah. Because I have told the young man that they will take care of you. Now, Ruth chapter 2, verse 9. And let thine eyes be on the field, that they do reap, and go thou after them. And have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou attest, go at the vessel and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Now Boaz has already provided everything in the field that Ruth need. And she didn't want Ruth to go to another field. Ruth has to remain there in Boaz's field until all the harvest is finished. And the harvest is the end time. And you and I, we must remain in the message of the hour until we go to the rapture. Not be taken by any kind of doctrine, because many things will be flying. But you and I, we are like Ruth. We are Moabite. We are gentle. We come to God of Israel. And we never know anything about it. And he sent his man, his reapers, that they should take care of us. That something should happen to us. That shall make us drink. And they shall make us feed. That we shall get something each time when we have need. But we have to remain in Boaz's field. But now Ruth, she has a very good background. She has an experience. And she has a revelation of the things that she was doing. There was nothing that could move her. Because coming out of Moab, her sister went back and she never fall anymore. But she really knew that me as a gentle, this walk that I have to walk is not a group of the people. It's an individual walk. I must walk for myself. If my sister is departed, she's not walking anymore, I don't care what happened to her. But me, I must follow until the end of everything. That you and I, we are walking as individually. As a church, we are a group of the people. But you are walking as individual. I walk in my own, you walk in your own. Now, if you are not coming, it doesn't mean that me, I shall stop. If nobody's coming, I have to be there. Even it has to be two person, the song leader and I have to stand here. Because that, my calling is for myself. It's not a group of the people. Now, Ruth knew that this calling, I will not look at anybody else. I have received that inside of my heart. I received it by revelation, because faith is a revelation. She never knew Boaz before, but she believed somehow that there will be someone for me that will redeem me. And she just keep going, no matter the test of the road, how Naomi tested her, how Naomi forced her to leave her. She didn't pay heed to it. Because something inside of her heart was keep telling her, it will be good at the end of the road. There's nothing that could separate her from walking with Naomi. And she knew that there in Jerusalem, where my redemption is, there's someone there that will minister to my need. And you and I, we need to have that things inside of our heart. If we have that things, no matter what other people will do, no matter what will happen to our life, we will never leave God. We will continue to walk with him until the end of time. But if you look at it, the things have never been easy for Ruth. Because she was of another culture. She has to go now to mix with the people of speaking different language. They speak different dialects. They speak different language. She's not speaking the same. She was a Moabite. And she has to go now and live together with the Jew. And she never went look for the people that come from his own country. No. She separated from them. She left the people from his own country. She left the people from Moab and went to join with the Jew. It's not perfect the way we are. People speaking different language. People speaking Russia. People speaking Shona. People speaking Lingala. And other people are speaking other language. Irish and all the language. But no matter what it is, it's not a matter of the language. It's a matter of the calling of God. When you feel that calling inside of you, there's no barrier that will stop you from going and worshiping God. And she went, no matter a lot of things, that she could give excuse. I don't know what the kind of the food the people are eating there. We eat different here. But she didn't pay heed to all these things. She has something inside of her that she was willing to pay the price no matter what it is. Amen. She wants to dwell under the wing of Jehovah, the mighty God. She knows that the only God that has a salvation is the God of Israel. It's that God that can save me. It's that God that can change my condition. But she has a great revelation because the Lord is the only one that can deliver you from the enemy that is stronger than you. From the condition that she wasn't able to find a husband. But she knew that Jehovah God is able to deliver me from the enemy that is stronger than me. And the Lord God is able to deliver you from the enemy that is stronger than you. Where you can't do it, the Lord is able to do. Because she was hopeless. Naomi told her, look, Ruth, look, there's no hope for me to have children anymore. As you know, Naomi can't change the condition, but God can change. The condition was great in the eyes of Naomi, but the eyes of Ruth, it wasn't that great because it didn't stop her. And the prophet say, you can have hindrance, but faith has no hindrance because faith is a revelation. Because she has a revelation, there's nothing that could stop her not going to Jerusalem. And she went there. And she get there in Bethlehem. She get there where Boaz was. Where she know that the things that I need is here. There's something here. I'm coming here. I will get my redemption here. And when she went, she didn't went to another church. She didn't went to another place. She went straight in Boaz's church. She went in Boaz's field. The place where Boaz himself was there could come and visit. Not following other prophet or something else. No. Ruth didn't follow those kind of the things. She followed Boaz no matter that she has to do the gleaning barefoot. There's nothing there. She said, but in due time, I will get my reward. That's a kind of a Christian that get a reward from God. Not someone that goes front and back. Someone that can be taken away by any doctrine. Something rise there. You can't see the person anymore. It's sure a sign that a person never meet with Boaz himself. Because once you meet with Boaz, once he speaks something to you, you can't move at all. You have an experience. You know that he did a lot of things inside of your life. No matter even it takes time, you will know that it will answer. One day I was telling my wife, I said, look, we don't need to go front and back because we have an experience with God. And I said, look, our life, the way we come here, God, in our church, from years and years, he never failed to minister to our need. What are we looking for? We have no need to look for something great. Because I can show you, I say, look, we were looking for a son. We never went back to Africa to see someone there to pray for us. We prayed there. Brother David used to tell me, Brother Francois, I'm praying also for you to have a son. Look, Boaz come. I say, why? Because once you have an experience with God, you know that even it takes time, but in due season, God will answer. You will not be taken by any wind of doctrine. You will stay there because you will have a peace. You have a rest. You say, no, if I need something, I know God will answer. If something is happening with me, God will speak to me. And many times when you come to church, like on Sunday, it was so powerful to me. It was very powerful. The Lord was speaking personally out to me. And I said, why do you have to go somewhere else to find something else? But God is still speaking. If you want to hear from God, you come under expectation, you will hear from God. But you must be in a condition that you can hear something from God. And Ruth now, she created that condition. She said, me, I'm not moving here. I have heard a word from him that remain here. Once you remain here, you are under safety. Because here, you will get the solution for everything that you need. I don't know how solution will come. And Naomi, she can't give the solution. But we believe that God will provide something. And then Naomi teaches her everything. She taught her how to do. And she said, Ruth, what I'm going to ask you is not something easy. But Ruth knows that she said, everything you ask me to do, I will do it. Because I know that here we will find our rest. In the presence of Boaz, everything what we have as a request will be met. I'm not moving at all. I will get my rest here. Now there's a problem here that you and I, we can't resolve them. I need a husband here. But where will I get it? I don't know where will I get it. But you point me to the right place. You says, go and find where the man lie and go under his blanket. And everything will finish there. Once you get there, the man will not be in rest. Amen. He will not leave you like deal until he finishes the work that he must do for you. And she did it. The prophet said it was disgraceful. It was a disgrace. It wasn't something easy. It wasn't popular opinion that a young woman, a young widow, that could go and see a man that is 80 years old. Could you imagine? That is something that you can't even think about it. But she was willing to pay the price. She said, I will go there. Once I get there, under his coat, all my needs will be met there. Even if it can't be met the same day, but I know there I will have peace. At that secret place where just me and Boaz, I'll be able to speak to him and he will speak to me back. And something inside of my heart is telling me that I will get the solution there. And Naomi said, this is the kinsman to us. He's the only one who can do the work of redemption. He's the only one who can change the condition of my life. He's the only one who can change the condition of your life. But if you are willing, you must pay the price. That the only way, that the only one who can change the condition of your life is the Lord Jesus Christ. But you must be willing to pay the price. Now she has to be willing to put aside her friend and go now do a funny deal. Something that the world will call it a funny deal. That she has to go there and lay down under the old man's skirt. And they say, but the people, my friend, what they will tell if they hear about it, that I'm not taking part anymore with their social parties. What they will tell me? You become old lady. Say, no, but I don't care. But what I'm looking here, I'm looking something, a permanent change inside of my life. And there's nobody who can do it except this man, Boaz. And there's nobody who can bring a permanent change inside of your life. The sculptor, they will not do it. The people of this world, there's nobody who can change the things of your life. It's only God that can change the things of in your life and in my life. There's nobody else who can do it. Now we see that God has opened the Bible to the book of Jeremiah and see that Jacob was in need. But the scripture tells us that the need that Jacob had, the only one that who can be able to deliver him, that can change the condition of his life, is only God. Now we see that the condition of the life of Ruth and Naomi needed a change. But the only one that can change it, it must be Boaz, the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Jeremiah 31:11. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and has made him from the hand of him that was stronger than him. Now, God delivered him from the hand of the one that was stronger than him. It's only God that can do it. And you, if you are under the wings of God, and you are under the blanket of Boaz, that way he can deliver you from the things that you can't change. Amen. There's things that in this life you will like for a change. Like me, I was praying last time. I said, God, these things of my life, I can't change myself. I'm looking for the work. But I know that you are the one who can deliver me from the enemy that is stronger than me. Amen. The condition of your life, the sickness, any need of your life, is the only one who can make a change. It's God himself. But you must have an audience with him. You must find that secret place where you can communicate it with God. In that place, where just you and God, there's nobody else there, that you can speak to him. And she says to Naomi, you go there softly. Go with reverence and respect. Don't make it a public thing. Go it softly and go find the place where he lay down. And go be under his blanket. And the prophet said that, did you ever find the place? Where did you ever mark that place where the Lord Jesus Christ lay down at Calvary? Did you ever get there? If you get there, because there he said everything is finished. There he said himself that all is finished. Your sickness has an end there. If you could find that place, if we could all find that place tonight, that secret place where he lay down, and we be under his blanket, we will get rested. And we will get all the resources that we need for us to get to the full redemption. Because we know that our soul is redeemed, but our body is not yet redeemed.
Amen.
Now, because this body is always weak. And Paul himself, a mighty prophet of God to the Gentile, Paul always he was telling, and each time when I want to do good, the evil is present. Because you know that the prophet tells us that there's a control tower in human being. There's the one spiritually and the one physically. And the physical one, that the one that is putting trouble inside of our Christian life. Our body that will desire things that is against the word of God. And there's the one spiritual that will be fighting against of it. And Paul is telling us that each time when I want to do good, the evil is present. He said, the good I want to do, I can't do it. The evil I don't want, that's what I do. But who can deliver me from this condition? It's only God that can make a permanent change. And once you meet with him, something must happen. There's nobody that meet with the Lord Jesus Christ and something doesn't happen to his life. Everybody that come with a problem, before the Lord Jesus Christ, there's always been a solution. We remember the Canaanite woman. She came with a request of the lady, her daughter, that was sick. And she was vexed with the devil. And the daughter wasn't even there. But once she get at the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she speak to the Lord Jesus Christ, something take place right now. Right there, something took place. Something happened, a change was made inside of her daughter's life. Now, your problem also, once you meet with the Lord Jesus Christ, something must happen. It has to happen. Because when she went there now, Boaz spoke to her and said, now, who thou art? And she said, I'm your handmaid. Spread thy blanket upon me. And she wanted to be covered. And she wanted to be under Boaz's blanket. And she know once I'm there, I can do something that is good inside of my life. My life will have a change. And the prophet says, if you look the same way in the same spoken word, the kinsman redeemer, he said the same way that Elijah has to go with Elisha. That Elisha needed Elijah blanket that to be open to him, that he can do, he can have the double portion of the spirit of Elijah. And that he need that blanket. And the prophet say, that blanket is the type of the Holy Spirit. Where you can rest. Where you can be in peace. Because you have that Holy Spirit inside of your life. And once someone has the Holy Spirit inside of his life, the Holy Spirit led the person to the all truth. And I was telling my wife in the car today, I said, look, you don't need someone to tell you that you have the Holy Spirit. The prophet says that the Holy Spirit inside of you. You can't have the Holy Spirit without knowing it. If you have it, you will know that you have it. Amen. And the way you will know, the fruit that it brought to your life. The Holy Spirit will have the fruit of Christ inside of your life. You don't need to go to see someone to tell you that you have the Holy Spirit or you don't have it.
Amen.
Otherwise, you don't know what you are doing. Because God will show you the Holy Spirit inside of you. The fruit that is inside of your life, despite the fact that we are living in this body, but you will know that my life is according to the word of God. Then you will know exactly that my life, the fruit of my life, show that I have the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit has the fruit. And you will know by your life that this fruit in my life is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's not the fruit of the flesh. Now once you get to that place there, where Boaz is, you can't go front and back. No, you will not go front and back. You will have a peace. You will depart from there with a barley of wheat full there to keep you for 60 days. And the prophet said that six barley of wheat that she was given, it was to keep her until the redemption is complete. And the same way as you and I, if we are in the field of Boaz, which is the message of the hour, he has provided all the wheat that we need until the redemption is complete. Until when there will be a change of this body. When we will change from this body. We don't need someone to tell us what it is. Because God already provided everything that you and I need. But what we need is to dwell at that secret place. Amen. Because once you dwell at that secret place of the almost higher, if you dwell there, there'll be no trouble inside of our life.
Amen.
There'll be no trouble. You can't toss forth and back. No, there'll be no trouble. If we get trouble, it's because we've never been in that place. But remember that this life, Christian life, the prophet said, is not a picnic. It's not something that you wake up and find that everything is good. Every day you wake up, that the devil will tell you, go to church, it's a blessing. No, he will fight. He will not never even like you to put your foot inside of the house of God. It's a fight because the enemy is alive. But the one we trust in is not in our own work. We trust in the one that is greater than the enemy. The one is stronger than the enemy. Because our own work will fail us. We will never be able. As the pastor read from Psalm last time, David says, my foot was almost gone. I was completely like almost gone. I was almost gone. But who held him? It was the Lord that held him. And you will need that the Lord. I will need that in daily basis that the Lord's hand should be upon me. That he should hold me. Because in my own, I will want to be able to make it. But now Naomi says, go there and lay down under his blanket, under his foot, and ask him, not just lay down, and ask him that he should throw down his blanket upon you. Because there, you and him, you will become one. Because there's something will take place there. There, when he spread upon you, and now you are under his blanket, you can see him. He can see you now. You become one there. Now the man will not be in rest anymore. And once the Lord Jesus Christ, once you get to that place in Calvary, the prophet in Gethsemane, once you get to that place, once you are there, you mark that place, and you go lay down there, Christ will not rest until the redemption is complete inside of your life and inside of my life. Because it's greater than Boaz. If Boaz was able to do these things to Ruth, what about the Lord Jesus Christ to you and I? Because this was just the type. But now the reality is that the Lord Jesus Christ, God become a man, that he shall provide to you need and to my need. That's why he came down, because he know that something need to be done. There's a need that need to be met today. But nobody else can do it. There's nobody has the qualification to do this job. I must go down myself. The prophet said, do you understand how important it is that each of us, we must mark down the place where he lay down. And we go lay down there. Not just mark the place, but we'll go and lay down there. And be under his blanket. Once we are under his blanket, we can rest. We can say that is good. But if we just see where he lay down, and we never get inside there, to that secret place where we can commune personally with him, it will not do us good at all. It's very important that in a daily basis, we must have a communion with God.
Amen.
We must have a communion with God. It's the only God that can change the condition of our life. Man doesn't change the condition. That guru will not change anything in your life. The only one who can change, it must be the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have to find him for yourself. And I have to find him for myself. There's nobody who can find it. Your husband will not find that place for you. You have to find it yourself. Your mom will not find that place for you. You have to find it yourself. But now deciding to go to that place, there's an approach that you have to go to that place. Before we could enter to a time of prayer, let me read you, read chapter 3 again. Verse 3. And see the way she had before she could get to that place. Naomi tell her how she need to do it herself. Because you can't go to meet Boaz anyhow. You must prepare yourself before you go to meet him. You can't go to meet the Lord Jesus Christ anyhow. You have to prepare yourself. And Naomi says, wash thyself therefore. He said, wash thyself therefore. Be washed thyself therefore. And anoint thee and put the remnant upon thee. The prophet said, it's not this modern Christian way of doing things. They go to church undressed already. Inside of dressing to meet with Boaz, they go to church without clothes. It's different now. Because here the scripture telling us that it needs a preparation first. Naomi telling her that you must wash thyself, clean up thy sin, confess your sin before him. That's what we need to do before we come to the presence of Boaz. And they say, put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. Now that when certain atmosphere is created before man, when the man already eat it, when the man already drank, imagine even the Queen Esther, before she could meet with the king, she created a condition that when the condition is right, then I can meet with the king and speak of my request. When the king now has to say, Queen Esther can, Esther say, first, we must go to the banquet. We must go to the feast first. When the king has eaten and drinking now, his heart was merry now. His heart was rejoiced. The atmosphere was right now. And he can speak. And when Esther was able to speak, the king says, even the portion of the kingdom, the half of the kingdom you want, it shall be given unto thee. That you and I, we have also to create the condition inside of our life that when we go before God, and God will be happy to be able to answer to our request, that God will be able to minister to our needs and wait at the right time. Do not be in a rush. Do not just go quick and make your request there. No, wait until when the man drink, when the man has finished doing drinking and eating, when you are convinced now that there's nothing between me and God now. Everything's right. I have washed my sin away with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I can present my request. My request will be met. The Lord will answer. And she did exactly, and she says in verse 5 that I will do exactly everything that you ask me to do. And she didn't say it by word. And everything that the word of God is asking us as a Christian, we're supposed to do it according to the word of God. Amen. And she went to act and did everything according to what Naomi told her. Something the prophet said that is the Old Testament and the New Testament. They can't contradict one another. They go together and everything is perfect there. And the root that is your type and my type. And she done things according to the way the scripture says. She did completely according to the way of the scripture. Once Boaz get what she get there, and something now moved in the heart of Boaz. And Boaz says in verse 10, and he said, blessed be thou, the Lord of my daughter, for thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning. Amen. She shows something at the end of it. She shows herself that I'm not just here to ask you for things. I want you to redeem me. I'm not just here to look for money or paper. Once I get it, then I go. No. She was there to see the redemption. She was needing redemption. It was more than just having a portion of wheat. Because once you become Mr. Jesus, everything becomes to you. All the promise of God become your promise. But if you just come here to get something from the church, if you just need to pay your bill, that the pastor is a good man. As he is, he will help you to do it. And we won't see you anymore. But if you come for Jesus, no matter what happened, you will still be there. Amen. And she came for the salvation. She came for the redemption. She didn't come with another agenda. But how often is people can come to church with another agenda? Just only what they can get from the church, not what they can give to the church. You see, but she came now with one motive. She wanted the redemption. She wanted something permanent inside of her life. She didn't want just to go there and be a member of church. She wanted to go there and be sure that she will be Mr. Boaz. And you and I, the purpose that Christ come to us as a gentle, that we shall be the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you should not take something else except to be Mr. Jesus. That's what you and I are called for. Because she was there to be Mr. Boaz. And you and I, we are here to be Mr. Jesus. Once we become Mr. Jesus, because it must be invisible union with Christ. Once we become Mr. Jesus, then everything that belonged to Jesus become ours. And she figured, she knew that if I can just become Mr. Boaz, everything that was in the field will become mine. All the harvest will be mine. All the wheat will belong to me. That you and I, once we are united with God, spiritually speaking, everything, the promise of God is ours. You can make any claim for any promise because it belongs to your husband. And it belongs to my husband, our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we make the claim. It must happen because we have the right. The things that belong to me, it belongs to my wife. Now that the same way here, that when she showed that kindness, Boaz see that this lady, she's a virtuous lady. There's something inside here. When she looked at her from the beginning, she could saw that there is something inside of her. That's why he say to her, do not go to another field. Stay here until when I finish everything. Stay here. That the same way when God called you and I to believe these things, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the message of the hour, God knew that there was something inside of us. Amen. That we will be able to stay there. Amen. But the prophet, I was listening to the spoken word, the prophet said, the unveiling of God. Is there something you must know in the things of God? Sometimes God has to speak things in a way willing that he can make the genuine to stay. God will do things that let me see if these people are following me really for truth. I'm going to just delay their need and see what they're going to act. They will go front and back. The prophet, he says, if you read the unveiling of God, and he took the example of John 6, when Jesus tell the disciple and the multitude that was following him, he said, you must drink my blood and eat my flesh. The prophet, he said, why? Jesus could say these things to them. Because Jesus wants just to remain with the genuine. He wants to remain with the people that has the revelation of who he was. That's the same thing. That something will happen to our life. If someone is a child of God, no matter how God will delay to fulfill his promise inside of his life or her life, she will never depart. She will stay there or he will stay there because he or she has the revelation of who God is. He has a communion because the disciples, they say, Master, to whom shall we go? You alone has the word of eternal life. Amen. Once you have the revelation, there's nothing that can separate you. Because once Ruth has the revelation, there's nothing that could separate her. from following Naomi. No, she went until when she get there. Even she has to suffer there, gleaning there. It wasn't easy that she could do it in the hot of the time. That she was able to glean there and do all these things. Because she know at the end of it, there will be a reward. And the reward was that she became Mr. Boaz. That they went together to the house and she went to stay there. And the reward at the end of this journey, that we will go together with our bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ. We will go to the wedding feast and we will come for the millennium here. That you and I will be Mr. Jesus. That the reward of it, that you must be willing to pay the price. Let's all stand now. Sing a song. And make sure that we find the secret place where he dwells. Once you find that place, you will be in rest. Once you find that place, you will not worry about anything. What happened, no matter what has happened, it will not shake you at all. Because you know that my husband is the heir of everything. The Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is greater than Boaz, hold everything that I need. In his praises, there's a solution for everything. Let's sing a song, Brother George. Give us a song. Oh, Brother Vlad. Then we'll all enter to a time of prayer.
He cared for you. He cared for you. Through sunshine or shadow, he cared for you. He cared for you. He
Sing a chorus and then we'll all pray together for the prayer request. I will ask the saints to remember my wife in prayer as we're going to pray for the prayer request, because according to the things that was told in the hospital, she's supposed to deliver on the 10th of this month. but it will look like it is overdue. But I know that the doctor, they just estimated, they don't know exactly the date that the baby need to come. It's only God that knows. But you know, the women in this time, she will not feel like comfortable. She feel that if she could deliver 2 days before or at the day that was given, it's a human being. But I do believe that the Lord has his due season. When he wants the baby come, the baby will come. Let's sing the song, then we'll all answer your time of prayer. Just remember me in prayer too.
Hallelujah, he's an answering God. Hallelujah, he's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, he answers again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, he's an answering God. Hallelujah, he's an answering God. Hallelujah, he's an answering God. Again, hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Hallelujah,
he's an answering God. Hallelujah, he's an answering God. The answer came, hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Un pouvoir, un raisin, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, nous demandons, Père éternel, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, nous demandons de connaître de la puissance et de la résurrection. Nous devons le fruit, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, Père éternel, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, dans nos filles, afin que la gloire et l'honneur puissent nous venir en tout ce monde, dans la puissance de ton Fils, Jésus Christ, celui qui fait aussi. Let's bow our head as we ask Brother Vlad to close with a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful.
Yes, Lord.
We want to just, Lord, like brother was preaching today and says, it's really word of God that
yes.
We don't want to come just to look for something, just to get something.
Lord. Yes.
You are one who take care of us.
Yes, Lord.
But we want to bring honor and glory to you.
Please, Lord.
Because we see, Lord, that you are taking care of us, like that song says.
Yes, Lord.
He cared for you.
Yes.
He cared for me. You are the one who takes care of us. Sometimes we even don't know, but you are taking care of us. You don't sleep, you don't rest.
Yes.
You always watch upon us,
yes.
Oh Lord. You are watching, you are the one. We are so thankful. We want to glorify your name. We want
yes.
to lift up your name. We want to lift up your cup because you can fill it up, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh Lord. You can do in unusual way,
please,
oh Lord. We want to just lift up your hands, whatever is petition, whatever is needs. I heard brothers praying here and there, oh
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
But you are the one who can answer every prayer, oh
yes.
Lord. That is That we want to bring everything in before you, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We want to acknowledge that you are God and that message was preached door in door. We want to just let you in every room, O Lord.
Yes,
we want to make you Lord, not that just you, that we will come and just for our needs, whatever we will need, O Lord. But we want to make you Lord, O Lord. We want to just watching, that we want to just expect you everywhere, that you will come and Lord, that you will be Lord. Lord, O Lord, everywhere. And we want to just bring everything and waiting upon you, O Lord. That we don't want to be wise in our eyes, that we can fix our situation, O Lord, that we can do, that we can be quick here and there, O Lord. But you want to always be for us to be dependent on you, O Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Help us in those things.
Please.
Wherever we go, O Lord, that we will be waiting upon you.
Yes.
We can see people are quick, earn money, and people will been so quick, but word of God says,
yes,
everything evil is money, O Lord.
Yes.
Help us to wait upon you, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because you provide all our needs. Mm. People, O Lord, decide for education, whatever. And this world will tell us we need more, we need more, we need more, O Lord. But we want to take our time and just spend with you, O Lord.
Yes.
Help us to recognize those things,
please,
to be really wise in those things.
Mm.
We need those things in measure. But Lord, help us to wait upon you, Lord.
Yes.
Even this time. Even sister, brother Francois' wife.
Please,
we know that they told us, you know, that if our William will not come in that time, that they will do surgery, whatever. But Lord, he came just on the right time.
Yeah, man.
We want to just commit sister in your hands.
Please, Lord.
And you provide everything.
Yes.
We know whatever happened, everything is in your hands.
Yes.
And we just expect that will happen according your will, O Lord.
Yes.
Just help us to submit ourselves. Even Sister Liana, we just want to commit her,
please,
in
Lord,
your hands.
Yes,
I remember my father, I spoke with him today. Oh Lord, he's alone. Just, oh Lord, you are with us.
Yes.
We know that, oh Lord.
Yes.
We commit all those things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And even my job, oh Lord, I just want to commit our future in your hands,
please,
because you can provide those things that my time when I work Wednesdays, O Lord, that
yes,
you can change those things,
please,
O Lord,
Lord,
that you can provide. We want to just look upon you, O
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
that you provide our needs, that you can help us to be in your house every day, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Any service. Hey, O Lord, help us. We commend our families,
our
children to your
yes,
hands.
Lord.
We fail here and there, but you take care of us,
please,
O Lord.
Lord.
Of our children, of our families, O Lord. You give us wisdom. Give us your leadership, O Lord. We ask now when we leave this house in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I sing the chorus of the name. We dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
He's an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. And by faith the answer came. Hallelujah.
He's an answering God. Hallelujah.
He's an answering God.
Hallelujah.
He's an answering God. I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah. He's an answer.